Hey everybody, before we get into an episode this week, I did just want to really quickly say a or give a left unread farewell to a friend of the pod, Jimmy Falun Gong, who has retired from the game of both podcasting and posting on Twitter. I knew this was coming. Him and I had been talking a bit about that and his plans coming forward, but still, he basically like announced it like right when we finished recording last week. But I did just want to just give him a little farewell, as there's really two periods of Left Unread in the growth history of Left Unread, and that is the podcast that we were before he was kind enough to come on, and then the one afterwards, which basically like tripled our listenership, you know. And
yeah, overnight.
Yeah. And he's always, you know, he's always taken a with other podcasts and smaller accounts and smaller podcasts and all that. He always took kind of a mentorship approach to them, and you know, he was willing to nobody listened to us beforehand, and he was willing to, you know, do a bunch of work and come on our podcast, you know, a couple of years ago, for basically no benefit of his own, but just, you know, for the love of the game to talk about things that he's interested in and think that are important perverts. For other people to know. What's that?
Came on to talk about perverts.
Yes, absolutely. I did just want to give, you know, one last thank you to Jimbo, and I'll wish him the best on what he's got going on now in this next step of his life. But it's his podcast is still out there. He has like 50 episodes in the backlog or something like that that he'll still be releasing. He's made all of his backlog free, and all of the new episodes coming out are also going to be free and still releasing there. So I still recommend all of our listeners that don't listen to his show, Program to Chill, to definitely check that out. There's lots of good stuff on there. For instance, he has two recent episodes with a bunch of new material about Charles Vogt Harrelson, Woody Harrelson's dad, which of course we have like a kind of just like a light episode on him a little bit. So if you're interested in learning more and you've listened to our episode, then I definitely recommend those episodes, as well as, you know, he's got like this big like 15 or something part series right now on the United Fruit Company and its dealings in Guatemala.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that. If you're interested in a lot of our material, I'm sure you'll find plenty of stuff over the years in his podcast for things to listen to. And, yeah, again, so Jimmy, just, again, want to thank you for, helping out when you did.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, and I second that. I mean, I'm not as online and in touch as Evan. Evan handles a lot of our communication. He's our liaison to the outside world. Yeah. I'm just the hired on-air help. it was a huge boon, and he's a really nice guy, and we wish him the best. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, yep, cool. All right, yeah, awesome. I do just want to say, right now it's a bit of a lull, but I apologize for any horrific sounds that will be coming through my microphone in this episode, as starting at 8 a.m. sharp today, there's been insanely loud work going on in the apartment above mine.
Yeah.
They're definitely doing some shit on the floors.
Yeah, we're experiencing a very, very long lull, which hopefully just lasts the whole episode, but
yeah.
Who's to say? Evan and I experience poor guy problems, like, really often, I'm realizing. I was just thinking about it this morning. Like, it's really, it's just poor guy shit. Like, my car is dead, and no one can seem to figure out why, because it was in perfect working order, and that's, like, thrown off my whole week.
I don't have
my episode finished. Evan is forced to cohabitate in a building with others, like a fucking pleb.
Yeah,
and they're doing work, and he can't even
constantly
say, hey,
doing work in the apartments around mine. It's like Monday's one of my days off, and it's like, dude, this work usually begins at 7 a.m. on Mondays. So it's like, I guess I'm up now, because they're just fucking the floors up above me.
Maybe they're actually, that's what they're actually doing. Maybe they're not even hired.
Maybe they're gang stalking me.
A rogue. They could be gang stalking. I was going to say a rogue group of people with like a belt sander who are just going to town. But you could be, I guess you could be getting gang stalked. That would be. Dude, that reminds me so much. So the other day, without like giving any like personal details of people away, I woke up and I was like on Instagram and a recommended ad account for me, like account to ad for me, was this kid that Evan and I knew years ago and I met through Evan.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been in touch with him in a really long time.
Yeah.
And so I just like very innocently, I texted Evan, was like, hey man, you remember this guy? And like right off the bat, Evan's like poisoned parapolitics mind is just like, yeah, why? And I was like, I don't know, man.
No, that's not why. It's because you were asking me questions that you knew the answers to like 10 years ago. I guess you've just forgotten. But I was like, why? And now, like, I'm at work.
10 years ago? I don't know.
And I was like, and I was at work, and I'm like, why is Cameron playing fucking 20 questions right now with me with this shit from 10 years ago?
So I was curious about, because Evan had been in like a, done like a musical project with this person. And so I just like had all these questions. I was like, did that ever take off? Like, whatever, whatever. And Evan was like, it was, I don't know, your level of suspicion is, I feel like, just very high of, like, my motives for asking you about
it. It wasn't that. I was just like, I'm at work, and you were just, like, playing 20 questions with this shit from a decade ago. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, what the fuck?
I was taking an interest in your life and your history.
Yes.
I'm a history fan. Okay, I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
And that sometimes includes you.
Yeah. Well, you're going to teach an Evan 101 course at the local community college?
I like to think that if such a course existed, I would at least be a guest lecturer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I have the know-how to teach a whole course, but I think I could do a couple-hour seminar.
Maybe 102, because it would have to be a starting around when I was like 20 years old, you know, the early years.
Yeah, if it follows the course of your life, I wasn't around for that. But we're rapidly approaching the fucking halfway point, though. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
You'll have known me for half your life, dude.
Oh, yeah, that is
before too long.
Yeah, that's getting close. Yep. These years have really sped by.
They are just...
But, yeah, speaking of the... In case you guys haven't noticed, we don't really have anything to talk about today.
We are treading water.
Yeah, but, it was hysterical. Cam texted me on, like, Friday night, and I was, like, hanging out with a buddy of mine, and Cam's just like, hey, man... My fucking car just, like, broke down again, and I was just like, yeah, so are you, like, at home or anything like that? He's like, no, I'm at fucking Wegmans with a gigantic bag of shrimp.
I had just gone to buy a bunch of shrimp.
Yeah.
And, so I had a very random car thing happen with my last vehicle, which was a much older car, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And I was...
Yeah, that car was sick. I liked it. Yeah.
It was great. It was like a little like 2003 Acura. Yeah. It was nice. It had leather seats and shit.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I was getting on the highway, and basically, to cut the long story short, one of the spark plugs exploded getting on the highway.
Yeah.
It had been installed too tight and cracked, and then fucking blew up and like literally like totaled my engine.
Yeah.
So I like had to pull off and call Evan, and that was a whole story in and of itself, which I'm sure
I believe we've told it.
I was so mad, dude, but I got it. But yeah. I was mad in the moment.
Yeah.
I got really mad at Evan because he was just like very skeptical of whether I actually had car trouble because for a long period of my life, I have been a bailer.
Yeah.
And I'm reformed. I think it's fair to say that I'm
a reformed bailer. You don't do that anymore. But
I don't do that anymore.
There was definitely a period of time when... Literally at the time that we had already agreed that we would have met up, you would call me and you would just be like, yeah, I haven't left at all yet, and also not gonna make it.
I can't for some reason.
Yeah, like, some nebulous reason. So yeah, when you call me and you're like, my car's just shaking on the highway. I'm just like, okay, well, all right, if your car's shaking on the highway.
You were like, you should still just drive here, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't even get to that for a while. Were like, you were basically just like, I don't think that's true. And I was like, well, I don't have time. Like, I was like, I'm like in danger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have time to argue
Cam,
with you
just,
about the,
just drive the car.
My present situation.
Cam, just drive the car.
Yeah, you told me to drive to your location.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I really don't think I can. There's like smoke coming out of it and shit. And he was like, well, you know, if you say so, okay, buddy. And I was just like, dude, I got to get off the highway and then I'm going to fucking murder this kid. And because I wasn't thinking, you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
So I pull off and it turns out my car was actually fucked. And that proceeded to be just like a fiasco the next couple days. And it's a funny story, which, again, I think I've already told. So no.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, definitely.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah, I was at the store the other day, and everything's fine, and I just spent, like, $1,000 on, like, tires and getting my car looked at and, like, making sure everything was running good, and I was, like, feeling like a grown-up. I was like, heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. I'm set. I don't got to worry about nothing. I got a full tank of gas even. I'm like, I'm ready to rock. And then get out of the grocery store with a bunch of shrimp, and I still needed to get heavy cream because everything was sold out. And and I turn my car on, and it's like, I'm like, all right, well, that's weird, because you know, it doesn't normally sound like
suboptimal
that.
Sound.
And I tried to suboptimal. I tried to drive it out into the parking lot to maybe get a look at it, or at least if I had to get towed. And it like barely wanted to drive the 100 feet out into the lot from the garage I was in. So, so it's, I don't know. And I had it towed to the shop, and I've been in touch with them for the last couple days, and I just talked to them a little while ago, and they were just like, yeah, we don't know.
They're like, fuck off, why are you calling?
It's just a mystery.
Yeah.
he got indignant, and I was like, so, and I wasn't even trying to be sassy with the guy. I was like, so it's like it's like a mystery? And he goes, yeah, man, I don't know what to tell you. Some ones are harder than others, so, you know, I promise I'll call you as soon as I know. And I was just like, okay, wait. And for a minute, I was off guard. I was like, am I sorry?
Am I sorry for being worried about my car?
And it's not even his fault. He didn't break the car.
No.
But it's just like, I don't know, man. Is it crazy of me? It's been like a few days.
Yeah.
And I'm calling just to be like, do we even have an idea so that I can get on Google and be like, how much money do I need to expect to spend on this?
Yeah.
I don't like that it's a mystery.
Yeah, the mystery, like mystery is not what you want. You want to know when something's wrong with your car. You want to know what's wrong with it. You don't want it to be like there is a nebulous scourge upon your engine.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to find out that my car is like
haunted.
Is like pregnant or something. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's sort of the same thing if you look at it.
Yeah.
A pregnant, haunted. There's something in there that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Some kind of
Yeah, and with car reproductive rights under constant assault, I'm not sure that I will be able to safely deal with that situation.
Are you equipped to handle a newborn Honda?
Yeah, I don't know, which would be what, like a little four-wheeler?
Or like an ATV or something?
I mean, it's certainly going to signal a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And, you know, It's a lot for any prospective grandparent of a new vehicle, but I don't know. Here's hoping.
Yep.
Here's hoping that that's not the case.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so we're all just there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
As always, because Evan and I don't have any money to just buy a nice house in the fucking suburbs.
Yeah.
And replace our cars at a whim.
Yeah, we both inexplicably just live in insanely expensive cities in the Northeast. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yep.
I didn't ask to be born here.
Yep.
Or born at all, for that matter.
I probably would have optioned for no, if given the choice.
Yeah, if I'd had some advanced knowledge of like the day to day. Now, granted, I'm happy to be here. There's a lot of cool shit, and I'm finally, now I'm 33, and you know, for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been really digging into enjoying it. But it took me. There was a learning curve.
Yeah, some bad years.
I think there's a learning curve to figuring out that you like it here.
Yeah, yeah,
because it isn't what it was cracked up to be.
No, it's not. And both of us are spending our 30s unfucking ourselves from our 20s. Yeah. Yeah, we had pretty fucked 20s.
Yeah, we were getting pretty fucked, and now we're not.
Yeah.
And we were and we were fucking ourselves, and now we're not, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's, I guess that leads us to this, where we just, instead of going to therapy, we just talk to all of you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you are our doctors.
You are, yeah. Anyway, is there something, like, do you have any thoughts about this mole?
Mole?
Listener?
Oh, yeah.
It's got an irregular border, and I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah, I've got this large mole on my back, listeners. Could you please take a look at it?
Sir, I've got this large mole on my pelvis. That's your penis.
Yeah, we just send out as a Patreon update pictures of our moles.
I've got Patreon. this hideous misshapen growth. Sir, that's your genitals.
But there's two of them.
Can you imagine spending like a long ass time thinking that your dick was like a weeping growth?
Dude, Jesus Christ!
Periodically, I get uncomfortable. Yeah. And stinky water pours out.
It changes size and rigidity fairly regularly.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a response to stimulus, but other times it's like just happening.
Yeah, sometimes when I wake up, it's just totally different, you know.
Everything's changed.
Yeah.
Sometimes first thing in the morning, it's like whoa, man.
Whoa. Yeah. Standing at attention.
Whoa, dude. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's so small, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't have any frame of reference because I don't know what that other people have them, I guess, in this bit. No. So I shouldn't know if it's small or big.
Yeah. No.
But
don't get me started on the two wobbly processes hanging underneath it.
Oh my god, which are huge, dude.
Massive, yeah, they hang down to my knees,
dude. Yeah, I've never like
down
actually,
each pant leg
never,
one down each pant
again
leg.
I'm about to blow my own bit. I was gonna say I've never met anyone with bigger balls, but I guess if I've never met anyone with balls, so, but these I know are really big, and they're swollen, and they're hot to the touch.
Hot. Steam comes off of them in the winter.
Yeah, when it rains, my underwear shrink. It's like they're in a. It's like because the heat and the water, you know, like in the dryer.
Anyway, yeah. So that's our dick and balls.
Fuck. We 45 more minutes. Okay. This, so.
Yep. What were you gonna say?
Hey, by all means, no. By all means,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I saw Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Oh, shit. How was it?
Stupid as
fuck.
It
looks dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I love
Godzilla. Was it at least, like, fun stupid?
Yeah, I loved Godzilla vs. Kong. That one was great. I loved that one. That was just the right level of stupid and fun. This one is just, like, there's a lot of ideas. They're just throwing a lot in the pot for this one.
I saw that they gave Kong weapons, and Godzilla looks like he's gone some kind of Super Saiyan.
Yeah, he's, like, he's going pink mode, yeah. He's got, like, the pink ray breath. Heat ray breath, yeah. Oh, there's a mini Kong. There's a little feller. A little Kong.
Yeah.
There's some kind of frost Godzilla thing. And a Godzilla.
Wait, there's an ice Godzilla?
Kind of. It's a little bit different than Godzilla, but it's an ice fella. And there's also a I won't give it away, but there is a classic Godzilla kaiju that makes their appearance.
Ooh.
Yeah, classic.
I want to know what it is.
Do you? You want me to tell you?
I mean, yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. This movie looks stupid as hell. I'll still see it.
It's Mothra.
Cool.
Yeah, we get Mothra.
I guess I forgot that Mothra wasn't already in this, like, canon.
Yeah, because King Ghidorah is in the second one. Godzilla, destroy all monsters.
You
or
know
King
what's
of the Monsters
funny to
or whatever.
Me? What? This franchise, this iteration of Godzilla has really gone off the fucking rails.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. This movie's insane.
Which was what, like, 2010 or 2012? 2014. That Godzilla?
2014, yeah.
2014. The 2014
Godzilla.
Bryan
Cranston, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah.
That was really good. I liked that movie. And it kind of captured the vibe of, like...
It was, like, somber.
And the final fight with, like, Godzilla and those two, like, mutoid, whatever they were called, mutos things.
Yeah.
It was sick when he, like, breathes fire into the open mouth of, like, the... Oh, so cool. Yeah. And the build-up was slow, which is like, we've talked about this. We both like a nice slow build-up in a Godzilla movie. That's a very classic thing.
Yeah.
And now this is just like...
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
King Kong's got a battle axe and like a Thanos power gauntlet.
King Kong goes to the dentist in this one. I'm not even kidding. He goes to the dentist. There's a dental... There's a scene of King Kong getting some dental work done.
Dude, that rules. Like, well, but then when you contrast that with Godzilla Minus One, is that what
you
called?
Yeah, Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla Minus One, which is...
Very somber.
That was just a fabulous film, like a great movie.
That was my favorite movie from last year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a really good one, and it captured Godzilla so perfectly. Yeah. And then you like this comes out, and it's just like... It's almost like things have done a 180, right? Like the Japanese Godzillas have like gotten a little more... legit and a little more serious, and the American ones have just like gone full fucking, you know, 1970s Japanese Godzilla. Like everything's just batshit insane.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, colorful new. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I just want to. Where's Jet Jaguar? That's what I want to know.
Maybe for the next one. But yeah, apparently this movie made like $200 million this weekend. It's the biggest release so far of 2024. Made more money than Dune in its first weekend.
God damn.
Yeah. But I also...
I mean, Dune's a...
Yeah.
Dune's a tougher nut to crack, I think.
Yeah. But I also saw... this was this past week on Tuesday. I saw Love Lies Bleeding, which I loved.
But also...
So I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast. The fella that jacked himself off to sleep.
Yeah, we didn't, which is crazy because that's... I mean, we're actually late to the game in terms of talking about it on the show. Because that was big news for you and I.
Yeah, this was huge.
I was obsessed with that.
Dude, I was dying laughing. So yeah, for those that aren't aware, so Love Lies Bleeding, which was probably my second most anticipated movie this year after Dune 2, is it's basically like a queer like action romance flick starring Katie O'Brien, who is a female bodybuilder and actress, and Kristen Stewart. And they basically like they fall in love with each other, and then there's a bunch of like, so it's like a romance that way, but then there's like all this like crime and sort of like body horror and shit to that too. It's a very, very cool movie thriller. Much weirder than I thought, but some fella and he went on the Thursday night previews for the day that
which
it
you have to you plan for that.
Yeah. And this fella, he went viral, like super viral on Twitter because somebody had a post of a picture of this man, and he's sitting in his chair, passed out with his pants around his knees, his very, very small penis in his hand still, and he appeared to have been attempting to cover up with a jacket.
Yeah, but the jacket had slipped down. He got warm and he kicked off the jacket.
Yeah, it slipped down in his sleep.
He got too warm in his sleep.
And so the lights were now on, the movie was over, and this person took a picture and just said, this drunk dude jacked himself off to sleep and during Love Lies Bleeding. And next to him on the table were what appeared to be 2 half pints of Fireball whiskey, only one of which was open. He had 2 different cups of some kind of alcoholic beverage. My favorite little detail was that he had one.
It was Fireball. It was Fireball.
That's why I said Fireball whiskey.
Yeah, but I think he was just pouring it over ice.
Oh yeah, well yeah, maybe yeah yeah. But yeah,
fire and ice, baby.
But he had two of those cups next to him, and then he had one vape right next to his chair. He had inexplicably a second vape hidden behind another cup next to him. And then he had a...
One was nicotine and one was THC.
Yeah, maybe. But they looked like the same vape. But anyway, he also had a plate next to him that appeared to have a bag of some type of drugs with a rolled-up bill or some kind of straw on the plate as well. So this man had his own little private party in the movie theater.
He bought tickets and he was like, I'm going to go and have myself a nice little time.
Yeah.
And he brought everything he needed to achieve that.
Yeah.
And I think the only spot where he fucked up
was by jacking off.
Is he lost consciousness, man. He went too far. Oh, not even that. He could have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
But like the amount of preparation that went into this, it's like, you know, again, it makes me think, right?
This
is
a Thursday night preview. Don't get caught. Like he was planning this. Like he was ready for this movie.
People don't get caught, you know, drunk driving on their first time. You get caught on your 50th time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? This guy, I think he'd been doing this for a while because he had it pretty much figured out with in terms of like his little adventure kit that he brought with him and his MO. And I think that he just was pushing his boundaries too much.
Yep.
And he hit a level and he discovered some physical limitations.
Yeah.
And he lost consciousness.
We're thinking he's been doing this for a while.
And I think his life's probably over.
yeah.
At least any
he was arrested.
Of a normal life he had constructed. Yeah. He was definitely. And here's the thing. After that, that's some pretty legit charges you're going to get.
Yeah. You're going to get public intoxication.
Public exposure.
You're going to get indecent exposure. Yeah. You're going to become
probably a sex offender.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, his dick is out. He was jacking
off
in front of
people. That's a big one, dude.
No,
that's a big one.
Yeah,
he's going to be a registered sex offender, and then also probably some kind of possession because
it looked like there were drugs.
Some sort of Schedule 3 substance. On him.
Yep. So
you know, like he wait, is it 3 that's the bad one or 1 that's the bad one?
Schedule 1 is
like cocaine is what?
Schedule 2 or 3, I think. I think. Weed weirdly is Schedule 1, or maybe it's been reduced lately. But yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know.
But
either way,
he's going to get hit with possession. Yep, he'll get hit with possession, public indecency, public drunkenness. Indecent exposure, all that kind of shit. He's going to be a sex offender. Guy had a really bad night after having a really good night.
And then had a photo of his micro penis plastered all over the internet.
Yeah, that was, he had some cocaine penis going on there. Yeah. Yeah, just really, really. I mean,
and who's to say? Guy could be a grower, not a shower. You know, it's a thing. But it was definitely not.
It was a mushroom cap.
It was not a proud moment.
No.
For the ding dong.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
And as you know, we all know the AC blasts in those theaters.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway.
I'm trying to help my boy out.
Yeah. Now, personally, if that was me in that theater and I saw that, I probably just would have punched him awake and be like, dude, put your stupid little dick away and run away before they fucking arrest you. But also, give me all that shit. I'm taking all your fucking shit. But like,
you would have robbed him?
Give me that booze. Give me those drugs. Fuck you, dude. Get the fuck out of here. I'm joking, but
I'll handle the evidence. I'll clean up after.
I'll dispose of this shit.
Put your dick away.
Yeah, no. So I would have been I would have been running by there like I just defeated a boss in an RPG game, just fucking scooping that shit all up into a bag.
Well, that's the problem, dude. Is you know, if he
dropped a bunch of loot,
his wits about him.
Yeah,
if he'd had his wits about him, he would have done just that.
Yeah.
The problem is he was fucked up.
Yeah, he was. And you know, yeah, he's probably, and apparently he was like yelling in the theater before and it being really annoying. And the fact that he fell asleep, I'm guessing he probably has a dealer that does not really respect him and stepped all over that shit he sold him, which is why he fell asleep. but, I mean, who knows? Could have been cat or something, I guess. But, you know. But, yep, so this man, he had jacked himself to completion and fell asleep. And the reason I'm saying this is because I saw Love Lies Bleeding in theaters. And seeing it and seeing the movie made that story so much motherfucking funnier. Because the sex scenes end, like, within the first, like, 30 minutes. And they're not, like sultry sex scenes. They're, like, pretty, like, artistic. Like, tasteful sex scenes. Yeah. And, like, they're done within the first 30 minutes. So this dude went into this movie guns fucking blazing.
Yeah, well, I know Kristen Stewart was, like, all over the media talking about the sex scenes. And they really hyped that up as, like, an advertisement for the movie. Like, seeing Kristen Stewart have, like, a lesbian sex scene with a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So I understand the man's enthusiasm. I do. Yeah. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to... You have your internal thoughts and your external thoughts. Yep. And these are the ones you just got to... You got to let that be a part of your rich imaginary tapestry.
Yep.
You can't let that spill over into the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally. You got to keep it tucked away in your pants.
But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, there's no... The sex scenes are over pretty quickly in the movie. They happen quick, and then the first
act... Well, now I'm not even going to see it.
So it's just like... It's very funny that this dude... Like, he wasn't like... He didn't make it very far in the movie, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, clearly not. Hey, this has been bugging me for the last, like, forever how long, and I can't unsee it. I gotta change the subject for a second. Can you see the label of this fairly clearly?
It's kind of a blurry picture, but, yeah, well.
I just don't want it to get... So, there we go, Steve Austin's face jumped in.
Yeah.
So, I'm drinking this new Waterloo tropical fruit, which, by the way... And I'm going to go ahead and say that it's a fucking banger. It's a fantastic flavor. I got to get it. There's a picture of a blood orange on the front, but it just looks like a slice of beef Wellington. So it looks like it's got like pineapple and mango and a slice of beef Wellington on the front. And it's I mean, it's clearly a blood orange, but like when, you know, when it's just sitting on my desk, it looks like a little beef Wellington.
I'm going to look at a picture right now. It looks a little bit like a beef Wellington. A little bit. It looks like a blood orange, though. Yeah, I would say that looks more like blood orange. I wouldn't see beef Wellington. Right, unless you said it.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, the mechanic just texted me.
Oh, nice.
It's an ignition coil.
Okay.
Which I don't think is too crazy.
No.
We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. Just heard back from the mechanic, and I'm fucked. Everything's going to be okay.
Poor guy problems. We got poor guy problems.
My poverty remains intact.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he didn't call you and tell you that he's giving you $20,000 because he likes your car so much.
No, yeah. There was no no pirate's treasure stashed in my trunk that I didn't know about that's going to net me fucking 6 million pounds sterling.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I will be coming out of this firmly in the red. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've recently had my own fun little run-in with a massive bill out of nowhere. My landlord's just not paying. When I moved in, my landlord's just like telling me, oh yeah, don't worry about the utilities to start off with. We haven't split up all the units, so we're still remodeling them. We'll bill you eventually. They just didn't pay my utilities at all winter, and then it was like $1,000.
Because
I was losing all of my heat to the vacant apartments surrounding mine.
You had to like.
I was like, why would you not fucking. Yeah, I was like, why would you not fucking tell me before? And I could have seen how much energy I was using. The fuck, guys? For a 600 square foot studio.
A lot of moving parts. And
yeah, like, what the fuck? They just didn't pay it at all. It was just fucking awesome, man.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so. Poor guy problems.
All right. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, he said he'll hopefully have it back for me by today, and if not, maybe tomorrow. So we'll
that's good.
We'll see what that entails.
Yep.
All right. What else?
I don't know. Yep. Let's see. All right, we covered the guy jacking off in the theater. Yep, we did that.
We covered the guy jacking off in the theater. We covered all of our bases here.
Yeah.
It was just Easter.
It was just Easter, yeah.
Which is a big deal for some folks.
Yep.
You've heard about this? You've seen this?
I've seen this. Have you heard about this? Oh, dude, that reminds me. This is a story I've been meaning to tell you on this podcast.
I knew we would hit something. Fucking, all right, cool.
Because, like, I was talking to a guy yesterday at the gym. So, like, as everybody knows, I moved to – like, some – I had, like, a – it's a Portuguese moment, or at least, like, it was a moment because I was Portuguese, and somebody said some really insane shit to me because of it at the gym. I haven't told you this yet, because I wanted to say it on air. So, like, you know, so I'm, as our listeners should know, I moved to Providence, a few months ago, and, you know, I'm a weightlifter, I powerlift, you know, I like to squat, deadlift, all that kind of stuff, and when you lift really heavy weights at the gym like that, people just like to talk to you. Sometimes, you know, so when I go on the weekend, at, you know, specific time on the weekend to my gym, which is now, a new gym for me, there's this older man there who's a Greek man. And he's super jacked. But, so he sees me, like, squatting, like, you know, 300-something pounds and stuff like that. And he's like, damn. And, like, also, like, you know, I'm not a skinny dude. I'm a pretty big dude. But, like, I stretch a lot. And, like, I stretch for, like, my lifts, so I'm deceptively flexible. And this guy had, like, seen me, like, you know, going through, like, my pre-lift stretches and whatnot. And then, like, start, like, squatting, you know, 300-whatever pounds. And he's like, damn. So he's, like, talking to me about that. He's like, damn, man, you really fucking, you really, like, go at it. And he's like, and you're, like, really, like, flexible and all that stuff. So he's just talking to me. He's a nice guy. And I talked to him a few times. Just about weightlifting and stuff like that while at the gym. On the weekends. And then a few weeks ago, I was making, you know, a big crock of Portuguese kale soup. And in between steps in that, I had, you know, gone to the gym to lift weights. And so I was, like, talking to him while I was at the gym. And, you know, we were just talking about weightlifting. And he was like, so what are you going to do the rest of the day, man? You have to deadlifting and squatting and all that. I was like, well, I'm making some Portuguese kale soup, you know, because I'm Portuguese and I like that. So I'm going to do that and probably fall asleep on my couch pretty early tonight. And he was like, I like Portuguese people. He's like, you know, he told me where he lives and, you know, that there's a lot of Portuguese people there. And he goes, you know, I really like it. Portuguese people are very homogeneous, you know. What you see is what you get with them. And I like that. I really like that. And I was just like, what?
What the fuck are we getting at here?
What the fuck? Yeah. I was like, is this guy about
to... You always know where you stand when you're talking to him.
Yeah, he's like, they're very homogeneous, you know? It's everybody's really, they're all kind of the same. What you see is what you get. I was like, is this dude about to pull out some fucking calipers?
There are
calipers?
Certainly some, there are certain, right, like, is he gonna check your head for strange lumps?
And, yes, like, is he doing race science on me for being Portuguese?
Oh, the Portuguese, yes, well, of course they lack the rear cranial bulb that allows the Anglo-Saxon race to be such good leaders of men. However, the Portuguese, despite their baser tendencies,
they
make excellent pig laborers, farmers, ditch diggers, fishermen. They can grow a hell of a mustache. Yeah. And I'll tell
they,
you
they
what,
really
I wouldn't
make
trust
up
them
the
my wife.
Yeah. They make up
I wouldn't
the
trust
the,
my wife,
but yeah. They make up the strong laborer base that really achieves that helps achieve the greatness for the superior northern European races.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, if you need someone to build a boat that better people are going to pilot,
yeah,
the Portuguese. That's who you. That's who you go to.
Yeah, they build the boats.
I like this guy. I like the sound of this guy. He's really he's opened my eyes to a whole new way of thinking about you and your people, which is racistly. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
And it's just like he's like such a nice guy, and he's like saying it with this like big like grin on his face, like he's complimenting me, and I was just like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. It's unfortunate, but it's better that you heard this late than never. You know.
So, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Now that I'm outside of my my New Bedford bubble, which is inhabited entirely by Portuguese people, the Portuguese and the Irish, such as myself. Now,
yeah, I think you've realized what a minority you are.
Yeah.
there aren't as many Portuguese everywhere else in this, even in the state, as there are in your former little enclave there.
Yeah, little Portugal
in Gloucester. You'll see there's a lot of people in Gloucester.
Yeah.
That reminds me. So, have you been watching Shogun?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So Shogun, I really like.
Yeah.
What do you think? You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do like
it. It's good. One of my favorite things about Shogun is that. One of the primary groups of antagonists are just the Portuguese.
Yeah, just
and it fucking rules. they are slimy and stinky, and they're in it for the money, and they're racist, and they're just awful.
And they got the tauncher haircuts too. The tonsures. with the white frills too, the white frilled collars.
Yeah. Oh, that era of fucking clerical garb in general. Well, it's actually the costumes in that show in general are so good.
Yeah, they are.
And especially like, you know, there's a lot, you see a lot more, at least up to this point in the show, you see a lot more of Japanese characters.
Yeah.
But the European costumes are so good, and they do such a good job of making them like simultaneously impressive but also really clearly like gross and like dirty and like caked with like oil and filth.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Cuz that's like such a big part of that book, and I also love how much they've updated the source material, because I mean obviously James Clavell, like, for like a British white guy in the fucking 70s, did a pretty bang up job, but like, you know, he was still a white guy in the 70s.
He's still a Brit.
Yeah, right. So there are certain things that were kind of off base in his portrayal of the Japanese, and they've really updated it. And I think that show just slaps.
Yeah, it's very good. I like it.
It's very good, and it also, you know, just as a little tie-in, it coincides with my the second half, rough. Well, the last episode more of my Sengoku series episodes on the show, which you can find in our playlist LU series. Where we talk about Tokugawa Ieyasu, who is the character that Toranaga Yoshi is based on. And it's this shit really happened to a certain extent.
Yeah.
There really was a British pilot that crash-landed there. I forget what his name was.
Oh, dude, the pictures of him, the Japanese depictions of him are so good. It's like...
They're so funny.
Dude, yeah, it's just like they did not respect this man.
No, not at all, dude.
Yeah.
It's so funny to look at like Chinese and Japanese and Korean depictions of Europeans from like the 1500s and 1600s.
Yeah.
Because it is very clear that they found them physically repulsive.
Yes.
They were an ugly race of people.
Yeah.
If you ask the Japanese and Chinese of that era. And yeah, man, they just tend to look like weird, like, bird goblins with, yeah, like, dirty, stinky hair and, like, crazy eyes and, like, yeah, goofy-ass-looking clothes, which, yeah, is true. All this is true.
Yep, yep.
Verifiable. And
they bathed much less frequently, which I like as a, yeah, a plot point in the show as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he, like, he's, like, he's got, he's, he, she's, like, you know, you take a bath. And he's like,
I already did this week.
What, twice in a week?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to get sick.
What, do you want me to get sick, dude? And she's just like, yeah, this is a fully smooth-brained individual.
Yeah, yeah, this is a and barbarian.
Like that subplot with the, yeah, with the pheasant, which I'm really glad they left into the show, yeah, because that's like a big deal in the book. And mm-hmm, how he like leaves it out for like a week to just like rot because the, yeah, flavor's stronger and he likes it.
Yeah.
He's just like eating spoiled pheasant.
That's disgusting. Ugh. My God. Yeah,
like, dude, our history is not good.
Yeah, no, Europe is a dirty, filthy place.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
If you had to go back in time to this era and, mm-hmm, be anywhere in the world, you would want to be in, like, Baghdad.
Yeah.
Or, like, somewhere in East Asia.
Yeah.
Like, if you're concerned with, like, coming close to, like, modern levels of, like, medicine and, yeah, cleanliness, those are the places,
yeah,
where you're going to receive... you know, you're not going to feel as fucking, yeah, stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Time travel would be so stressful.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, it would suck, dude. Like, everybody's...
Like, breath. Everybody fantasizes about it, but it's like, unless you go back in time, yeah, and have, like an invulnerability, mm-hmm, and, like, nobody can harm you, you're, yeah, not coming back, probably.
Yeah.
People are... anywhere in the world, they're just going to be like, that's a demon, kill it.
Yeah.
You know? And if you survive that... very quickly, just like the rampant barbarism of like, mm-hmm, basically every age of human history will, yeah, break your fragile modern mind.
Yeah. I mean, I always like that. Like, even as recently as in like Victorian England, night soilmen were actually among the cleanest people in like the cities because they would, you know, bathe, yeah, after every shift. Night right. soilmen, for those that are unaware, night soil was the polite Victorian English word for sewage. So the night soilmen, yeah, were the ones who came to collect all of the chamber pot leavings and whatnot.
You dookie.
Yeah. They came and to pick up your these were actually the cleanest people because they would obviously bathe after every shift.
Yeah. I bet there were night soilmen who would go, yeah, home, not bathe, and then be like, why don't you kiss me, wife? Why is it my pie slop ready, wife?
Yeah.
Kiss your husband, wife. Covered in the filth of a thousand Londoners.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, God.
Skin black from coal and literal poop.
Literally, you could not, you could not pay me to go back to 19th century London. Like, there is no amount of money.
I've got the runs. So I've been eating jellied eels all day.
Yep. Yeah, you could not.
Funny bit of humor, that. The night soilman soiled himself.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
who soils the night soilman?
Yeah. Yeah, could not be.
Dude, I just recently rewatched the entirety of The Mighty Boosh.
Oh my
which
God.
I do periodically.
Yeah.
Dude, that show, it really just doesn't fucking get old. It's,
yeah,
so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And the fucking evil Cockney.
Yeah.
With like the peppermint over his eye.
Yeah.
I forget what they call him, like the traveler or something.
Yeah. The priest of the psychedelic monks or something like that? That episode's amazing.
No, that's a great one, yeah. Yeah. The Priest and the Beast. I think that, yeah, might be my favorite episode of that show. Yeah.
Do you know why they call me Spider Dijon? It's
because I have eight of something.
Dude, I was trying to find...
The Betamax. You must save us from the Betamax villain. The Betamax.
No, he leaves me alone because I smear myself in peanut butter. He has an allergy. Dude. Oh, stay away from her. She smells like peanut butter.
Yeah. Dude, the songs in that episode are so good.
Oh, so, yeah, good, dude. Yeah, Spider Lovin'.
Yeah.
Fucking hit, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of you listening who haven't watched The Mighty Boosh, which was like the seminal, uh-huh, surreal BBC comedy series, mm-hmm, from like the early 2000s, starring Julian Barratt and Noel Fielding,
mm-hmm,
you fucking have to see it. It's, yeah, it's so good. You might know Noel Fielding from his recent stint on The Great British Baking Show.
Yeah. Also,
apparently, like, has been very well received.
Yeah, Matthew Berry and all of his projects are kind of like spin-offs of like the Mighty Boosh and shit too, like Snuffbox.
Yeah.
And
Matthew Berry and what's it, Rich Fulcher?
Yeah, Rich Fulcher. Yeah, yeah.
Snuffbox with him.
Yep.
He's in every season of that show. Mm-hmm. It's just so fucking good.
Yeah.
And everybody here for some reason, the old Greg, scenes from like the season two or season three episode of that show, went viral here,
like super viral.
So everybody knows old Greg, but like people don't realize that that's like from a show.
Yeah, that's from
so
the
if
Mighty
you
Bush,
ever
yeah.
were like a young person in the States and you laughed at old Greg, and you want a whole show, that's that level of fucking great. You should watch the Mighty Boosh.
I remember when the old Greg went like viral. This was like what, like 2006 or 2007. I was working at Dunkin' Donuts at the time, and I go in one day, and the manager, she's like, got her computer in her office. She's like, everybody, come in here. You gotta watch this, and just like made everybody on shift watch old Greg like periodically throughout the day.
I got a mangina.
Yeah. Yep. Do you think you could ever love me? Classic. Make an assessment.
Here's a picture of Bailey's. Here's Bailey's a bit bigger. He's as close as you can get to Bailey's without getting your eyes wet.
Yep. Have you ever drunk Bailey's from
you
a shoe?
Not even the best episode of the show. Although I think season two, and having rewatched it, series two of that show is primo.
Yeah.
And Priest and the Beast, I think you're right.
Yeah, Priest and the Beast was always my favorite episode. The music in it is so good. The fucking that like psychedelic rock song at the end.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
The Ballad of Milky Joe, where they get lost on the island and they start making all the coconut people. Also a very, very good episode.
Yeah.
And I love every time the shamans show up. Yeah. Like when they go on like the shaman fucking bachelor weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, just have Kirk drive. Kirk can't possibly drive. He's a renowned ram raider. Is it true, Kirk, that you've become a vehicular menace, mowing down all in your path? Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for tuning in to listen to me quote a show.
Yeah.
Which is the I think the number one cultural trait of the white millennial American man is an ability to quote comedy programming and movies.
Yes, absolutely.
It's come to define our people.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Mainly the Mighty Boosh and the various shows of, God, what was that Australian dude?
Chris Lilley.
Yeah, Chris Lilley.
You know, he's kind of, you know, on the outs.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, he did literally, like, impersonate people of other races on his shows and stuff. And that's obviously a no-no in today's discourse. But Angry Boys was a good show. And, I'll stand by it.
Yeah.
And I don't, and not that I'm defending the need to have that kind of programming, but Evan and I definitely cut our teeth on that when we were in college.
Angry Boys and what was the one before it?
Summer Heights High.
Yeah, Summer Heights High. Hell yeah. Yep.
Yeah. With like the two, I know Angry Boys had the twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're just like, they always just like, fucking alien brain in pictures. Always alien braining each other in the pictures.
And they would like flip off.
Yeah.
But then, you know, of course it had like Jonah from Tonga.
Yeah.
Which you know, there were stereotypes involved there.
Yes, there certainly were in those shows, yeah.
There certainly were.
Well.
Dictation, miss.
Yeah.
What's the matter? I said puck
you, miss. Puck with a P.
What's a matter, miss? Can't you spell?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, we've done it again.
Oi, fuckos.
Somehow, despite our...
Oi, fuckos.
Dude, Marcos was the dog, dude. His name was Marcos, dude. This little wiener dog. Oi, Marcos. Oi, fuckos.
Oi, fuckos.
Oh my god. We've done it again, folks. We've managed, despite our best efforts and to the contrary,
just in time.
Perfect.
For the fucking.
Well, hold on. Let's let them hear it.
Yeah.
That could have been happening this whole time. We just managed.
I guess we recorded this probably over his lunch break, which really worked out.
It was really brilliant of us.
Yeah, that was good timing. Good idea to try to sneak this in real quick. This was so much worse at 8 a.m. Literally, my entire apartment was vibrating. And I was just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? I might just go do laundry. I don't really need to, but I can just go read at the laundromat and do what amount of laundry I have. But I'm about to go grab some lunch with my mom who's visiting. So,
excellent. Say hello to your mother for me.
I will. Yep. But yeah, so thank you all for joining in again this week. Sorry we didn't get a like better episode, I guess, for you, or a scripted one. Again, both you know, we've had some poor guy problems recently, but you know, we will we'll hopefully get back to that for next week. No promises, I suppose. But yeah, so just once again, if you enjoy the show and you would like to support us, you can find us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/leftunread. You can leave a small monthly amount to help keep the podcast going. Help us pay these insane bills that we constantly find ourselves needing to pay out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just getting owned by the Discordian warlocks that are our landlords and car mechanics and all that. That infect us,
yeah,
here in the Northeast.
Seem pretty legit, though.
Yeah.
I'm happy that mechanics are out there.
ACAB includes mechanics. No, I'm just kidding. But,
No, man. We support the working man fixing engines with his bare
ACAB
hands.
ACAB does include landlords, though, so. But anyway, yeah, so.
Wait, landlords are cops?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I meant to mention before we go really quickly, did you see this story from Germany where Adidas the manufacturer
the German
national team uniforms,
the 44,
they've banned people from ordering number 44 jerseys
because it's just straight up two lightning bolts.
It doesn't
even kind of look like two lightning bolts. It just straight up, it's like two lightning bolts.
It's very clear. It just looks like an SS logo.
Yeah,
so they've just like they're not letting people even go there.
Yeah,
because you know some asshole would go on and get like a number 44 fucking Hitler jersey or something.
Yeah,
not we're not fucking with it anyway.
Yep.
Everything Evan said and he stopped.
He's,
another hour.
Yeah, he's
keep
doing
it
something.
Going. Yeah, keep it going.
But yeah, so if you can't afford to give us your money, that's fine. You can support the podcast in other ways. You can rate and review us on your podcast app of choice. We spread by word of mouth, so you can tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, whoever. You can tell about us.
Yeah, man. Let them know.
Yep.
Motherfuckers need to know.
Yeah, let a motherfucker know. I guess we will now bid you adieu, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, here on Left
on Red. All right, see you.
Bye.